Historians say that in Greece it was a custom for street vendors to walk the streets of the city crying out, "What do you lack?" Now the idea was to let people know that the street vendor was coming and they could figure out what they needed or whatever it was that they wanted, and they just let people know. Now my question for you all this morning is, what do you lack? Now we might have our sight and our hearing, but what do we lack? Think about your life. Make an honest assessment this morning. Have you found contentment? Are you close enough to God that you hear His voice? Does He guide you in everything you do? Does He give you strength for the moment and for whatever it is you face? Do you have peace in your heart and peace in your mind? Well, figuring out what you don't have is the first step in finding it, because Christ will fulfill our needs. Needs of heart, mind, and soul. Now the man in Mark 7, he couldn't hear. He physically was disabled and he had no hearing. But you know, most of us, or some of us, suffer some kind of spiritual deafness. Things which we can't seem to hear. The sickness of not listening, or to put it another way, the sickness of physically listening to people but not really understanding what it is that they're saying seems to be a plague in the culture in which we live, and even in the church. It is possible to listen to words, but to not really hear what somebody's saying. Listening is a skill. It's something we can learn. It's something the Lord will bless us with if we ask Him. You know, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that we could have no greater impact in this world if we would close our mouths and open our ears. How can you and I become better listeners? Well, look at the man who couldn't hear. One day Jesus was returning to the region of Galilee when he entered the district of the Decapolis. Now that means 10 cities. And it was really considered the place that was a Rome away from Rome. It was a very big deal. Now there are three miracles that are recorded before and this one that we read this morning, because Jesus was ministering to the Gentiles in this area of Tyre and Sidon. You know, in Scripture, this is the only time recorded where Jesus left Palestine. So this is significant for us. He was teaching what he had just taught the disciples, and that was that there is no difference between Jews and Gentiles, because all were sinners and all needed a Savior. Now some folks, they brought this handicapped man to Jesus and they begged Jesus to place his hands on the man. Now Mark says that the man was deaf and that he couldn't speak very well. Well, of course, because the two go together. You can't speak very well if you can't hear what you ought to sound like. Well, Jesus took the man away from the crowd so that the healing would be private, and I believe so that the man wouldn't become a public spectacle. Now think about this. This man couldn't hear. That means he couldn't hear the words that Jesus was saying to him. So Jesus took his fingers and he touched the man, and he touched his tongue, his ears and his tongue. And even though this man couldn't hear the words that Jesus was saying, he could feel Jesus' touch. And that physical touch encouraged this man in his faith. Now that word translated deep sigh in verse 34, that's the same word that's used in conjunction with prayer a lot of places in Scripture. In Romans 22 and 23, it says, "We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time." That's the same word. "Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly," same word, "as we eagerly wait for for our adoption as sons and the redemption of our bodies. You know, it's hard for us to comprehend that one of the most important senses in Jesus' day was the sense of hearing. You see, Jesus lived in a world of sound. We live in a world of sight. A person who can't hear today, they can still know what's happening because they can see things. They can see television. They have visual media, all kinds of things. Modern Americans can see what's happening. That wasn't the way it was in first century Palestine. The drab world of Jesus, it wasn't a world of vision. It was a world of sound. Sometimes smell and sound. Sound was so important that one of the predictions of the coming of the Messiah was that the ears of the deaf would be opened. Once again, Jesus fulfills prophecy, the prophecy of Isaiah 35:5. Now think about how often Jesus uses the words hear and listen. He said, he who has ears, let him hear. Now Jesus was not only concerned that people physically listened to him, he wanted people to hear what it was he was saying. Now the loss of our hearing would be a terrible thing. But you know what is a more terrible thing? Is having the sense of hearing and refusing to listen. Refusing to listen to people who love us, people who want to help us sometimes. What Reed read about this morning is a story of a man who couldn't hear. But let's consider the life of someone who won't hear. I can't think of a spiritual disease that has led to more disaster than that. What I've seen is that listening but not hearing leads to most divorces. It leads to family breakups. It leads to runaway children, mental illness, and more depression than any other human failure. Now I want to ask the wives something this morning. Were you ever busy going about your day and your husband has come home and he said, did you get an opportunity to stop and pick up that part I wanted for you at the parts store? Right after you had run the kids 15 places and the dog threw up on the floor and the laundry was still in the washer because you didn't have a chance to get it in the dryer? You receive that well? When all the husband was asking was, did you get a chance to stop by? Husbands, how many times have you gotten testy about something that your wife said? When all she was doing was making a comment, and your response is, what do you mean by that? Probably more than we would all like to admit. Now, to be sure, this account of the miracle of the healing of the deaf mute is a confirmation that Jesus is the Messiah. Absolutely. But we shouldn't miss the message's implied message. Jesus has come to open the ears of spiritually deaf people. He has come to give us ears to hear, even though physically we're not deaf. Spiritually, many times we are. One of Jesus' favorite phrases was, he who has ears, let him hear. My goodness, I won't bore you with all the places he said that. Even the Holy Spirit says that in Revelation 2:7. If you have ears, hear. Now Jesus, who was able to teach and lead people in truth better than anyone who has ever walked the planet, agonized over people's unwillingness to hear. And you know what? I think he's still like this. You know, many years ago when the boys were little in grade school, I used to volunteer on my Mondays off, and I would go in and I would make copies. But quite often, more often than not, I would end up in the teacher's lounge talking to some overburdened elementary teacher. I know that never happens to you. Well, one winter, I was making copies in the office, and a teacher came in. I think she was a kindergarten teacher. She was spitting nails with anger. It wasn't Carolyn. It wasn't that school district. She was spitting nails because the Schuylkill Mountain was icy, and that's the way she came in. She called the local road crew and just tore up a new one. I mean, it was scary. I knew this teacher, and I thought to myself, that's odd. I know her, and I never saw that side of her. And I was really taken back by her behavior. It was unusual for her. Well, so after she was done spewing venom on the phone, I got up, and I went over, and I put my hand on her, because I'm touchy-feely. And I asked her if she was okay. She broke down, sobbing. Apparently, when she was slipping on the ice, she was sliding to the edge of the mountain, and she thought her van was going to roll. And that was the side where her infant daughter was strapped in. You see, that's what the problem was. She wasn't angry about an icy hill. She was fearful that her little baby child was going to get smushed when her van rolled over. And she was shaking with fear. Now, if you would have listened to her words, you would have thought she needed an exorcist. But if you took time to listen to what she was saying, she was shaking with fear for her little child. Now, here's the deal. I can't tell you how many times I have failed in this area. I hear a lot of words, and a lot of times, I don't hear the meaning. Now, I don't know if I am the only one here today, but we need to pause and remember that Jesus opens our ears, and he will help us to hear the intent and the meaning, and we can hear past the words, and so many times we need to do that. Now, Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be healed." Filled, I'm sorry. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Okay, now, you have listened to those words. Do you hear them? Jesus taught us to pray. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. We've heard those words. We say them all the time. But do we really hear them? And Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Well, we know that, but we hear those words. Do we listen to them? You know what our problem is? You know what it is? Our problem is that I talk too much. We love the sound of our own voice. And even when we do listen to others, we're usually thinking about what it is we're going to say as soon as the other guy just pauses long enough for us to get a word in. Now, if we as Christians want to be heard in this nation of ours, if we as members of this church family want to be heard in this community, we need to start listening. What is this community saying it needs? And then how can we as a church family fulfill those needs? Far too often, we turn the words of Samuel around. When Samuel says, "Speak, Lord, your servant listens," we like to turn that around to read, "Listen, Lord, your servant speaks." But over and over again, Jesus gave us an example of spiritual listening. You know, one day he was teaching a large multitude in Jerusalem. He was suddenly interrupted by shouts of the beggar Bartimaeus. The crowd thought that Bartimaeus was rude. It was the interruptions of a nobody. Jesus heard the cry of a person in need. And you know what happens when hearing is restored? The people brought this deaf and mute man to Jesus. Jesus placed his fingers in his ears and he opened them. And with a single word of prophecy, the single word that prophecy of Isaiah had been fulfilled, and a world that had always existed around that man became real suddenly to the man who could now hear. All of his life he saw people talking. He didn't know what they were saying. For the first time he heard Aramaic, his native tongue. All of his life he had seen people working in the marketplace. He didn't hear their talk. He heard children laughing for the first time. He heard people borrowing. All of his life, he had seen the temple, he had seen the Torah, but now for the first time, he could hear his religion of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses. A world that had always existed suddenly became real to this man because he could suddenly hear. When Jesus opened his ears. Because life changes when you can hear. So this morning I want to give you fair warning. If you start really hearing people, you're going to care about them. If you start to truly hear what's going on, suddenly many things are going to become real to you. When we start listening to each other, members of our family, people we meet, when we start truly listening to each other and stop trying to justify our own positions, we're going to care. Husbands and wives, they need to start listening and hearing each other. Parents and children have to start hearing and listening to each other. Church members need to start not only hearing and listening to what's going on in the church, but what is going on outside of these walls so that we can be relevant. Now, it isn't always easy, okay? And we get busy, and you know what? Sometimes we don't want to hear truly what people are saying because it might take too much of our time. But when we submit to Christ, he makes it possible. And if we ask him, he will open our ears. Jesus placed his hands on the man's ears and they were open. And so today, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to place his hands on our ears so that our ears can be open. So that we can hear. And then we'll be shouting along with them, this man does all things well. It's all Jesus. He makes the deaf hear. Let's bow our heads. Father God, you know how deaf we are. We're going through the motions. We sometimes even avoid people because we don't want to hear what they have to say. Father God, we pray this morning that you would restore us and that we truly would not just hear words, but that we would hear intent, that we would hear meaning, that we would hear pain, that we would hear joy, that we would hear need. We pray, Father God, that you would give us discernment so that we would know what it is, Father, that you are telling us to do. Open our ears, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.